All right, I don't know if this is necessarily a TPing or a breading or what you would call it, but it's a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, so if you can,
we hope you don't find yourself in.
If you can manage to make it through the day without dumping 100 pounds of bread on someone's property, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? That sounds so wasteful.
Yeah, so this happened in Vegas, and it's kind of a mystery for a while, as at a funeral home.
Oh, no.
More than 100 pounds of packaged sliced bread were dumped at this dude's, like I said, funeral home. The bread was from Kroger. And it had been expired, right? And so
I was going to say, at first, maybe they just got confused and thought they were supposed to deliver it there.
Well, the guy
of Kroger
was confused, and he was a bit concerned about the whole thing because it's Vegas and, like, mafia. And he's like, you know, we've found bodies in places before. So I just wanted to make sure that, like, there were nothing inside, like, the 100 pounds of bread.
I can't get rid of it. I don't know how to get rid of it. It's just too much. And they just kind of chuckled under their breath. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, why would that happen? They were thinking that I only talk about a little bit of bread. And I told them how much it was. And it was just, they just kind of laughed. Now, I know I can't get a hold of anybody. And I don't know what to tell you. And that was what Smith's rep told me.
Yeah. So he was trying for a while, he's like, hey, I've got 100 pounds of this bread. I don't know how to get rid of it. I guess a distributor finally came forward and said that they contracted a driver to handle the route, and he just dumped it because he was mad.
He was mad.
So,
all right. But then there's the further story is the driver called a news station anonymously and said that the reps tell the drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches and nonprofits. If they can't find anyone, they should just dump it anywhere. He wasn't being paid for that, so he just dumped it where he did.
Yeah, right, exactly. So someone did help him out. So the bread was gone now, so it sounds like someone came and got rid of it. So anyways, what a weird mystery and a weird sort of, quote, teeping that went down there in Vegas.
But they cracked the case, which doesn't always happen.
Well, yeah, not in our Setting the Bar segment, that's for sure.
Exactly.
All right, so there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without TPing a business using 100 pounds of sliced bread, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart.
It's your Setting the Bar story.